Hey Nick,
Hey John.
can you help me with something for a sec? I just forgot. Like I locked all my bread in my bread box.
Okay.
And I made this really sweet rye loaf. Could you just hand me that over there, right here?
This rye key?
And this is stranger still.
You said no puns.
It's okay. This one's better.
Got a pun in the oven for your bread box. This is all going in, by the way. The music hasn't started.
Oh right.
Should we start it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Welcome to Stranger Still. It's a podcast where we answer some questions.
And sometimes other ones. I'm John Began.
I'm Nick Wood. This weekend, this is just a little story that, if you're a new listener, I think this will help introduce you to the show. I was listening to John Tesh Radio, which John knows I hate because it's very stupid. He always gets on there and is like, did you know that when you're thirsty, you can drink water and then you won't be thirsty anymore? That's right. Scientists are now finding that water makes you less thirsty. We'll be back after these short messages on John Tesh Radio.
I think he Googles cool facts and then doesn't click the links, but reads the copy on the main page.
That will become more apparent because I was listening this weekend, and I don't know why I don't just turn, because they always play the theme music. It's like, da-na-na-na-na-da-na, and I just need to change the station when that comes on. But I don't, because I hate myself. But I'm glad I didn't this time, because I was staying at my parents' house, and I was having a hard time falling asleep for the last 2 days. And coincidentally, synchronicity here, John Tesh says, having trouble sleeping at night? Try this simple trick. For 60 seconds, just extend out your feet. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe he has some good advice for once, because I was thinking maybe like...
The blood flow
yeah. Like moves away from your brain.
Yeah, foot ghosts.
Yeah, foot ghosts.
All kinds of stuff.
Et cetera, et cetera. It helps, like, I don't know. It takes
the muscles in the calves.
Take all the blood away from your brain and help you fall asleep. He says, according to reflexologists, there's a pressure point on your foot that if you stretch it for 60 seconds, helps trigger sleep. And as we all know, reflexology is fake. And that's what our show's about. All that story was just to tell all of our new listeners. We're basically the opposite of John Tesh Radio.
Sure, yeah.
Where he just says, this is what this person says. We take what that person says and says, no, actually there's some studies out there that say reflexology is bogus.
I think he goes on torrent websites and reads the ads out loud.
Yeah.
This one weird trick.
That is weird, because there's one time I was listening to John Tesh Radio and he's like, there's 21 singles in your area.
Yeah.
21 yeah. Asian singles.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. I heard that episode.
Yeah, yeah. We're not talking about reflexology.
No, we take the flex out of reflexology because we give a flex about you.
But we are talking about something similar, and that is within the wheelhouse of alternative medicine, and that is Reiki, John.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about some Reiki.
Is that how you pronounce it? Is that?
Yeah, it's Japanese, so it's really easy to pronounce. It's Japanese for the universal life force energy. Which means nothing.
Okay.
Those are just a bunch of words.
Could you add super in there?
Super at the beginning or end? Because if it's at the end,
both.
Then it's like Dragon Ball. Okay. Super, universal life force, energy super.
Yep.
Reiki is something that I've known about for a long time and almost ruined Easter over it, because my brother was saying that someone he knows, his wife, does Reiki, and I was like, well, it's all BS. And my mom's like, why does it matter? And everyone started jumping on me, and I almost ruined Easter just because I said that.
I remember that, yeah.
But Reiki, do you know what Reiki is? Or have you just heard me yammer on about it?
I've met some people that say they're certified.
Yes, well, it's not hard to become certified.
I've been in some shops that sold crystals and like bones and stuff. And lady's like, man.
Oh, yeah. She does Reiki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donna Marion.
It's not hard to become a Reiki specialist, which we'll get into in this episode.
It's expensive.
It is expensive. Each of these, how much was hers, do you know?
I don't know. I mean, the beginner class, master class, you get people from different, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a whole, like...
People go on tour.
There's levels of Reikiology. It's just called Reiki. It's not Reikiology. Did you say they go on tour?
Yeah, yeah. He goes on tour and he does, like, healing energy stuff and teaches people classes.
Yeah, yeah. So before we get there, we got to talk about what Reiki is, just in case our listeners don't know. So I was hoping you would just take over the reins and explain what Reiki is.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. So basically, you have in your body...
Mm-hmm.
body parts, right?
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You have muscles, you have foot muscles.
You could fact check as we go.
Okay.
So you take some of those body parts
yeah,
and you move them around in the air, and then another person says, oh, maybe something's happening.
Yeah. I mean, that's as good an explanation as any. At its very core, Reiki is a method. This is like what all the websites say. It's a method of relaxation that's supposed to reduce stress and anxiety and help your body heal itself. But it usually goes a little bit further than that. It's an idea revolved around energy work and messing with your energy flow. And if your energy in your body is low, you're more likely to fall ill or have trouble recovering from illness. Whereas if your energy is high, then you're less sick and you're more rambunctious, which is true. I mean, this is one of those things where their BS just happens to coincide with science. What's that called? I forget. It's like someone's principle.
Where you see a face in the moon? No, that's a pattern
thing. No, that's last week. Or 2 weeks. I don't know, whatever. I forget what timeline we're in anymore. So to me, I would say, like, I see someone, they're all stressed out and they're sick.
Akram's hairbrush.
Yes. It's the sister to Occam's razor. So I say, like, I look at that and I say, figure out what's stressing you out and remove that or fix it in your life. And then you can remove that stress and you become healthy again or go to a therapist. But before I knew about Reiki, I may have said, try meditation if those aren't other options. But those that support Reiki will say that's not the stress. Well, it is the stress, but it's sapping your energy out and you need to heal all of your energy back up. Otherwise, you won't become healthy again.
Okay.
And Reiki, Reiki is a word that describes the energy and the practice and the ideology behind
So it's like everything. Zen.
Yeah. So when I say Reiki, it could just mean like a noun or an adjective or a verb.
Yeah.
Any section of the language. What? So Reiki is the method a Reiki practitioner will use to work your energies and relieve any energy blockages. I think we've talked about this before when it comes to chakras. There's like this, your chakras are energy points, and mm-hmm. if you're not feeling well or you have some sort of illness or you're tired or whatever, it's because energy is being blocked. So Reiki will help remove those blockages and restore your energy flow and bring all of this balance back to your body.
Yeah, it's the blood thinner of energy.
It's the blood... Oh, God.
Take a pill a day.
Blockers. So, usually someone has to perform this on you and manipulate your energies and your chakras and your meridians and stuff. But I also came across some places that said you could do it on yourself, or there's techniques to Reiki yourself.
Mm. I don't want to go too much into PG-13 territory.
So, I'll get into...
If you have kids, just make sure they might not be in the room for this.
Yeah,
raking yourself.
Just skip
part.
Ahead. No. We'll get into how they do the energy work, but there's a little bit more groundwork that I need to lay because we're talking about energies, and as you and I both know, and some longtime listeners, when we talk about energies, we're talking about auras, chakras,
and 5 hours,
5 hour energies.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen like any. I guess I haven't watched any TV, but I used to see ads for those all the time. Now I don't see those anymore.
Yeah, I used to see TV all the time, and now I just see Netflix, and Hulu,
and YouTube. But when you look at a lot of these alternative medicine things, usually they're using like one point of energy, so it's either just the chakras or just the aura, or acupuncture uses meridians and acupuncture points. This uses all of those.
Whoa.
So they like. As long as there's some sort of energy, supposed energy, at a point in your body, they can use that to do some healing. And I came across this really like rudimentary map that they go by for the energy work. And it's got the aura around the body. It's got 7 points of chakra and then some lines and points that are used for acupuncture, but for here are also used for energy work. And Reiki is just unique in that it uses all of that. Maybe I'm wrong that there's other ones that use all of these different things combined, yeah. But I don't think I've ever heard of
it. I think I've seen that map in various memes.
Probably. Yeah. A lot of websites will point out that Reiki isn't guided by a religion or dogma. There is some ideology behind it that the founder or the discoverer, whatever you want to call them, came up with.
Yeah. I used to have a, and I don't mean to, I don't want to make anybody sad or anything. thing, but a blind friend who had a female guide dog.
Yeah.
And they were guided by a dog ma.
John, why do you gotta do this?
But go on. I didn't mean to go on a tangent. I felt like that would add to this science behind this.
Yeah, that was very helpful. So it's not guided by religion or dogma, but they do say that it's an intelligent energy. Reiki comes from God. The Reiki energy does come from God.
What? So it doesn't have religion, but it's God.
Yes. And you don't even have to believe in Reiki to make it work or to have it work on you. So I could become a licensed Reiki practitioner. It's kind of like what you talked about when we make this sham alternative medicine business or whatever, and we tell the people that this is fake, but the tarot cards say blah, 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 blah.
We'd be really great at this because we're pros and all of it.
I know. But this has an answer for that, which is you can become a Reiki licensed practitioner once you're attuned to the Reiki energy and you have it in your palm chakras. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. If you do the energy healing, it works. And let's say, well, I'm purposefully doing it bad because I want to see that it doesn't work. Then they'll say, well, the energy is intelligent and knows what the person needs healed on and will go to those areas and heal. And if you try to do anything malicious with it, it won't because it's intelligent.
Okay.
So you can't hurt someone with Reiki. They have an answer for everything.
So why doesn't it tell me why it works?
it works through energy.
Okay, use the energy to use my mouth to tell me why it works, please.
It's not how Reiki works, you
because, sorry, because
toxins, I don't know. So when I say that it comes from God, I think this is kind of important when you get into the history of Reiki and how it's passed down. I'm not going to spend too much time on the history, but it is kind of interesting. Reiki is usually credited to a man named Makeo Usui around 1922. And some people say that Reiki was around before him, but he was like the one that really brought it into the spotlight. Others say that he went on a mountain, meditated, and then discovered it, came down the mountain with it, with this knowledge.
What, 22? 19?
Yeah, what did I say?
That's recent.
Yeah, it is recent. There's photographs.
It's not
an
ancient medicine.
Yeah. No, it's not. He did, whether it existed before him is a different question, but he did introduce 5 guiding principles of Reiki that you need to learn if you're going to become a practitioner, which is don't get angry, don't worry, be grateful, work hard, and be kind to others.
Okay.
that's good for all walks of life.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing is that anyone can become a Reiki master or a Reiki practitioner. And Reiki is just so powerful that once you have the magical Reiki hands, the Reiki power is in your palm chakras, it can't leave and it will never leave you.
Sweet.
But it does have to be passed down.
What about when you die?
It says it can't leave and it never leaves, so okay. I assume it's there when you're dead.
So I wonder if there are stories of people grave diggers.
And then rubbing themselves in this person's hands.
Yeah.
So Reiki's passed down, and any true Reiki practitioner can possibly trace their lineage back to Usui. And basically all you need to do to be a Reiki master is that someone at a certain level spends a day with you and is like, this is how you do it. This is how you do the energy work. And then you're a certified
Reiki
practitioner.
For $200.
Usually it's very expensive. Considering one session of Reiki is $50 to $75, spending a whole day with a Reiki practitioner is probably very expensive. But usually they do them in classes of 15 people so that it's not as expensive. But I guess it's just wholesale Reiki. The energy is in your palm chakras, and there's different levels of attunement. So this is what they call when you get the energy is you receive an attunement from the Reiki master, and there's different levels of attunement that you can receive. And as you go on, someone higher up has to pass that energy down to you, so it's going to cost more money. Level 1 lets you heal with your hands. So if I became a Reiki practitioner, the first thing I can do is I can put my hands on you and I can heal you.
Sweet.
Level 2, I don't know where they get these numbers from, but they said the healing power is 4 times more powerful than level 1, and it lets you heal from a distance, which I don't
know. Oh, sick.
I don't know if that means across the
room.
You
do ranged attacks?
Yeah, but you still have to use your hands. There's a lot of Reiki practitioners that will do hand hovers if you're not comfortable being touched. So I don't know if it means that kind of distance, or if it's across the table, across the room, or across the globe. I could just Dragon Ball Kamehameha you.
Dude,
with
sick.
Reiki power. There's 3 different levels of level 3, which I don't know why they just do 3, 4, 5, but 3A is when you become a master, 10 times more powerful than level 2, and you can heal with your mind.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I don't even need to use it. I can just cut my hands off now.
Yeah.
The power won't leave, I guess. Level 3B is a teacher master, and this is where you can pass down the abilities to other people. And then there's level 3C, which is the grandmaster. And that's all I know. That's all the video on YouTube told me. They're like, this has to be... You can't just decide that you're a grandmaster. Someone has to tell you you're a grandmaster. Decide that you're a grandmaster.
And has anyone ever done this for free?
I highly doubt it.
Okay.
Not in my experience.
And it is more expensive the more powerful you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
keep that in mind throughout this.
Yeah. They also say, like, you can learn level 1 in a day. To move up to level 2, again, you have to get the attunement from someone, but you should probably be practicing level 1 for about a year. And then to move on to level 3, you should be practicing for, like, 3 to 10 years. So you can't just, like, walk out the door like you do in Pokemon. You, like, give them the fossil and, like, all right, we'll get this fixed in a day. You walk out the door, come back, and then you can get your next attunement. That's not how this
works. A hot tip for all you Pokemans out there.
Yeah, for 20 years ago. So if done correctly, Reiki will help the body heal itself, which we've heard before. I don't remember where. So it's not like going to cure anything, but it helps your body's natural ability to heal itself. That's what Reiki is supposed to do.
Food does that, right?
Yeah. There's some other alternative medicine that was supposed to... One of our listeners, Jason, will know what episode that was in. And if you don't, Jason, I'm coming after you. But this whole natural healing thing is important when we get into some of the claims involved with Reiki. So first I want to talk about how this is administered. Then we'll get into some of the claims and then wrap it up with some studies done on Reiki. So if you're having Reiki done to you, everyone, like all of the reading and videos I watched said that you'll be overwhelmed with this sense of relaxation. Some people even said that they experienced a feeling of warmth or a glowing sensation from like inside their core when having this work done on them. Then they'll go on to say that some people have experienced, quote, miraculous results, which to me is like alternative medicine lingo for curing cancer, because everything in alternative medicine cures cancer.
Right.
To be fair, though, I didn't come across any websites that claimed Reiki could cure cancer, but it could help with the side effects of cancer treatment.
Okay.
So this is one of the more safe alternative medicine, and that, of course, there's going to be fringe people out there that are all like, oh, yeah, I was going to cure cancer for you.
And herpes.
Like Omar. Like, Omar's thing was basically Reiki.
Yeah.
He said it was touch therapy, and he would touch
it. It was Reiki, but he's like, no, but it's not that fake BS.
Yeah, it's based on
I use the word Einstein
energy.
In it.
but it was Reiki. All things considered.
Check out his website, though.
Check out his website. There's going to be fringe guys like him that will claim that it can cure everything. But I didn't come across that in my research, so I was very happy to see that. But a Reiki session will start with you preferably laying down, like on a massage table, but you can sit or whatever's comfortable for you. You are clothed, which some websites made a point to make the difference that, but like massage therapy, you have to take off your clothes, but with Reiki, you don't.
Cool. And you also don't get touched. So it's like,
I mean,
massage.
You
pay the same price and nobody touches
it's
you.
It's true. Where's the satisfaction? And then depending on what level your Reiki practitioner is, I don't know if like they have to be a level 2 to do the hover hand, but are you gonna make a social justice warrior joke here?
Not.
No. Okay. But what they'll do is they'll put your hands in a position either on or above your body for 3 to 10 minutes and transfer their Reiki energy to that specific point, which to me sounds really awkward. They're just standing over you like this for 3 to 10 minutes. Let's count. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi.
I'm over it. 3. I'm up. I'm walking out the door.
10 minutes?
I'm putting my clothes back on and they're telling me I didn't have to take them off.
Well, they also say that it depends on how much healing you need at that specific point. Depends on how long they'll leave their hands there. And then once that area is fixed, they'll move on to the next point of healing.
So again, the energy's in your hand.
Yeah.
And it never leaves.
Never.
So why not chop them off and just like put that baby on your back?
Yeah.
Of like a dead grandmaster.
Here's the thing, like, I don't want to spend the time and energy to become a Reiki practitioner, so I think that I'll go to someone who is, cut off their hands, and then just like wave those in front of someone. Like,
Gross.
Yeah, it is gross. So what can Reiki do? I'm sure you've wondered this entire time, and I've danced around it a little bit. But that's because a lot of the claims are just as vague as I've made them out to be. Oh, it helps you relax. Oh, it helps your body healing. One of the biggest claims is that it helps with relaxation and speeds healing and illness. It also supposedly speeds the recovery of like surgeries or chemo treatments or anything to do with traditional medicine. One of the big claims, too, is that it can help with pain management. So if you have a headache or a migraine, you can get Reiki done and it helps manage your pain. It also cleans toxins out. Doesn't say what those toxins are because
we don't have
it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, we have toxins in us, but it's like lead and stuff, but they never define those because it doesn't. It can also help with spiritual or mental crises you may be having. If you're depressed, you're having emotional issues or whatever, it can help with that. And above all, it helps promote energy balance within your body. So if you buy into that.
So of those that are true, one, maybe it does help with like depression because you're or sad, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're trying something new and that stimulates your brain.
Yeah.
Two, relaxation maybe.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that because there's some science to this. And when I hear this, like how this is done, it just feels like a guided meditation.
Yeah.
Like sit here for 3 to 10 minutes and I'm going to very gently put my hands on you, which as we know, like when skin contacts skin, endorphins are released. So of course you'd have a nice feeling there if you're into it, not in like a sexual way,
yeah.
But like if it's consensual and it's not like
sensual
pinching you, then and sensual, you're gonna have those chemical releases. So sure, it can help relax you, but this just sounds like meditation to me. We'll circle back around to this. But to be fair to Reiki, they're not saying this is gonna cure any major issues outright because they don't want to be legally bound to it, but they will suggest going and getting surgery, whatever traditional medicine dictates you need, and then use Reiki to supplement whatever is being done to you or alongside recovery or whatever. Depends on what you went through. But I told you this, and one thing I thought was really funny, maybe it's not funny to some people, but I was typing in "does Reiki cure" into Google, and the third result on the autocomplete was erectile dysfunction. Does Reiki cure erectile dysfunction? Which, I mean, maybe if like you are attracted to the Reiki practitioner, maybe, and they're touching you for 3 to 10 minutes, maybe it'd help. I don't know. That's just me getting blue over here. But back to the meditation thing. Actually, before we get to meditation, a lot of this just sounds like placebo, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I think it's better than a lot of the placebo that we've experienced in the past because you're not hurting anyone. You're not telling someone not to get traditional treatment for liver failure or something. You're saying, go get that like heart transplant, and then also while you're recovering, do Reiki, and it'll help you manage your pain and stuff. So if this helps people's pain go away, helps them feel better, less depressed, absolutely. I don't give a crap.
Well, yeah, it's but I mean,
just don't
again,
charge $50 to $75
to do it.
That's
what pisses me off. It's hard not to sound bitter, but
if you're paying $50 to $75 for a placebo,
and not only that, but it's just like we've done so many of these, I'm just over it, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to be as nice as there's no reason to be careful. People are getting taken advantage of with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this just sounds like a free trial for meditation.
Absolutely, which you can do for free.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to come back to meditation at the end. So there's been studies done on Reiki beyond placebo. And just to lay some context out there on the studies of Reiki, a lot of the articles pointed out how hard it is to study Reiki, just setting up like a double-blind study or even setting controls, or how do you determine whether an illness was helped, like a migraine went away because of Reiki without subjectivity.
Yeah, here's
how you measure that.
The way I justify it is it's like if you look at this as objectively as you can, you didn't even tell me the studies yet,
mm-hmm.
but you have two people laying down on a bed.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be controlling pain. Like, if I wave my hands over you, do you think that your pain went away?
Okay.
Like, the only response is...
But hold on. I'm just saying there's one person that's just, like, off the street, holds his hand over you. The other person holds their hand over you, but they're Reiki trained. The difference between those two people is that one person told the other person, hey, by the way, you have magic energy and you don't.
Yeah, so they actually did some studies on that specifically and tried to figure out if people receiving Reiki treatments could tell the difference between someone that had...
Perfect.
...had received this attunement or someone who had not. And all of the test subjects were not able to tell the difference between them. Which, like, for me is a nail in the coffin, because if you're supposed to have this glowing sensation, or you're supposed to feel warm or overwhelming relaxation, you should pretty definitively be able to feel that magical energy, right?
Yeah.
If it's there. Call me ignorant, but if it's there, you'd be able to feel it.
Yeah. I wish that I could capture the sass in your face.
in audio?
Yeah, I can't wait till we have a video thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is hard to set up, but so there hasn't been
It's called FASS. It's face sass.
Yeah.
It was invented by Michael Fassbender.
Oh, nice.
But go on.
So they've tried to do as many studies as they can. Most of the studies have been really small, and I was on the University of Minnesota, who actually has like a bunch of good articles for our podcast, because they take all of like these alternative medicine claims and then say, here's the studies that were actually done on them. It's like the only university I've come across that does this consistently. Because sometimes I see like universities where they get some hippy-dippy on the editorial board of the college newspaper, and they're like, I swear aromatherapy works. Here's no studies, but it works.
Yeah. I mean, lavender helps you sleep, but
well,
that's it.
Shut up. We don't talk about the times I was wrong. So they had some really nice words for some of these studies. They said one of the issues with the studies that have been done is that they're small and, quote, not very well designed.
Okay.
Just bad studies. Several institutes have looked into the effectiveness on diabetes, AIDS, cancer, stress, pain, etc., all the claims that we've gone through. And most of it's been pretty inconclusive, except for some small, promising smaller studies on stress and pain management. So they found in, again, these were the ones that were poorly designed and small, but they found doing Reiki on trying to relieve stress or manage pain, those were actually more successful, which gets back to my meditation point. Which is that I hear this and I think that sounds like meditation with a gimmick. It's just like freaking Wii U and motion controls. What a gimmick. Like you gotta sell it, so you add something new to it. And everyone's like, ooh, new and shiny. 1922. But it's meditation, and we have done studies on meditation, and I think we should do like a whole episode on this.
Yeah.
Because there's a ton of studies done on meditation, and it's like one of the few things on this podcast that I would recommend.
Yeah.
Because there's been studies done where they've taken MRIs on people before and after meditation and found a lot of the people were more attentive or had better attention spans after doing meditation. They've shown that people perform better cognitively after meditation. They do puzzles better, and they think more better or
more better. I used to meditate a lot, especially when I first moved here, because it was stressful.
Well, yeah, like even they've shown that social anxiety goes down, which is kind of one of those things that everyone deals with these days, is social anxiety, and they've been able to show that people are more outgoing after they do meditation. And there's just a lot that you can do with meditation for free, whereas every Reiki their sessions are going to be anywhere from $50 to $75. And that's just what I pulled up on Google. I'm sure there's people that are like, I'm a grandmaster, and it's $7,000 for 15 minutes.
What color is your robe?
Purple.
Okay, I'm in.
So yeah, I'm going to recommend meditation over any of the other things that we've ever covered on this podcast.
Yeah, don't do... You heard it here first. Don't take medicine, because we've covered that. Don't...
yeah.
All that stuff. Don't do any of it. Just meditate.
Got cancer? Meditate.
Right. Actually, Nick Wood.
Don't...
Actually, meditation, like... It could help calm if you had cancer, but
yeah,
it's like the one medicine type thing that's associated with all these weird alternative medicines, but it's actually like real.
Yeah, it actually works, which is funny. So, I don't know. Do you want to recap? We haven't done a recap in a long time.
Yeah. So, in the 1920s.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Japan. It's the Nihon.
Nihon. There's a guy, and he was a wizard, and he went over to a mountain.
His name is Usui.
And there's a guy that said, you're a wizard, Oshu.
Asui.
Asui, you're a wizard. And he took that info
you
down the mountain.
Every single time.
And he said,
right?
You should be nice to everyone, and I'm going to wave my magic hands. And
you're gonna feel better.
Yeah, and then someone said, what if you run out? And he's like, oh, I can't run out.
Yeah, it it's never goes away. And they're like, what if you do something malicious with it?
And they're like, oh, no, it's really smart, so I won't do that. And then everybody believed him until 2018.
Yeah.
And we listened to this episode.
Yep.
Is that a recap?
That's the best recap I've ever heard. Do you want to take a break, and then we'll come back, and I don't have anything to talk about.
Sure, that howler.
What a ringing endorsement for after the break. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey,
Hey, Jonathan.
Hello.
Where can people find us?
StrangerSocial.com.
And
that's it.
Okay.
Everything's there.
Well, you can also find us at facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of S's.
Man. Or go to StrangerSocial.com and click the Facebook button.
Yeah, that might be easier. We do a bunch of interactions. We usually put a poll on what you guys want to hear for the next month.
Yeah, and it's been amazing lately.
The next month. Yeah, because there's some things that didn't make the top three that everyone was really fervorous about. So we're kind of dipping into August territory for that poll. So I don't think we'll put something up for August, but maybe.
Which is exciting for us.
That is. That's a good problem.
We had too much interaction.
Like even Jason was like, I really want you to cover like self-help and self-motivation. So I'm removing my vote on one of these. So it bumps it up in the rankings, but we're still going to do that next month. And if you want to support the show, you can do so by heading over to flyingmachine.network, which is the network that we're on. And,
yep.
Over there, there's a bunch of good shows that you should probably be listening to. I was just on Falling in Love Montage, which we talk about all the time, but I just spent half an hour and a half talking about Mamma Mia with Helen and Valerie, and that was like the best way to spend my evening talking about ABBA music. But more to the point, we have a Patreon, a network Patreon, where you can kick some money our way. You get to choose the shows you listen to.
Or gently wave it over us.
Yeah.
Transfer it into our bank accounts.
Yeah. And heal our podcast woes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But you can kick some money our way and help us improve the podcast. We want to do some video stuff, and we will eventually. Just give us more money, you jerks.
Yep. I'm trying to save up. We have all the equipment except for a haircut for me. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I could get that $10...
Just go over to Cost Cutters and get that snibbity snap.
I go to a barber, fella.
Wow.
He has a phone number. I text his cell.
That's
Nick.
Weird. And you say, I want you to snibbity snap my hair?
Sometimes I say snibbity snap. Sometimes I say snappity snip. Depends on my mood. What do you got for me, buddy? You said you were really excited to talk about something.
I've got something for you here, bud. I figured I couldn't come up with anything for our after the break, so I came up with the latest and greatest posts from Tesh.com.
Oh, yeah.
Intelligence for your life.
That's much better than my idea.
What was your idea?
I thought that some people would have read this wrong and gotten disappointed.
Yeah.
So I looked up all the information about this tool called a rake, which is a... It's the root meaning is to scrape together, and it's kind of like a broom for outside use. It's
yeah.
a horticultural implement consisting of a tooth bar fixed transversely to a handle and used to collect leaves, hay, grass, etc. And in gardening, for loosening the soil, light weeding and leveling, removing dead grass from lawns, and generally for purposes performed in agriculture by the harrow.
Yeah, whatever a harrow is.
I don't know. That's too deep a hole. I can't go down
yeah,
that
don't
hole.
Go down that. So here we've got some of the latest and greatest from Tesh.com. The newest article is, Do Dogs Get Jealous? Which like sounds like a...
It sounds like our episode.
one of our early episodes. the slug line below it is, Animal behaviors say yes.
Wow.
I
assume that's how he talks.
It is now. The next one is, The Home Depot, Your Bathroom Sanctuary. Which I bet that's just sponsored, so maybe we'll skip past that one. Are we really pet quote-unquote parents? Yeah, let me just read the...
Wow, dude, that's deep.
The term pet parent is very appropriate because new research shows puppies as young as 2 months old naturally trust humans like their own mother.
Hmm.
That's just how I talk.
It's almost like they're domesticated.
This one is called Redheads and the Risk of Skin Cancer. Natural redheads, take note, when it comes to skin cancer, your risk is so high, it's comparable to 2 decades of sun exposure. That's according to researchers at Sanger Institute.
When is it comparable to 2 decades? For what? For 1 hour outside? For 5 minutes outside?
Doesn't say.
What is this guy talking
about?
That's
why I love these. Can't sleep. This may be why. I think this is the one I listened to. No, this is different.
All right. I'm going to read you one, and you're going to tell me if it's a real John Tesh or if I made it up.
Okay, please. Almost everyone has a restless night now and then, but if it's happening to you on a regular basis, you need to get to the root of the problem. So here's a sleep quiz, courtesy of sleep specialist Dr. Lisa Shives. I hate this show. What do you got for me?
Having trouble sleeping?
I just read that one.
Oh, this is a different one.
Oh.
Having trouble sleeping? Researchers say 500,000.
What?
Is that real or fake?
I think that's real. Unless you...
No, that's fake.
500,000 what?
Exactly.
Oh, that was a good bit. You should keep going with it.
There's scientific proof that candlelight dinners work. That's one
for
of the...
what? Work for what?
In low light, your pupils dilate, making you more attractive to your dinner date.
Is someone
subconsciously
your phone?
People find large pupils attractive.
They love dogs in here. How dirty is a dog's mouth? Protect yourself if you swim in a lake or river. Are you too nice? Oh, I hate John Tesh. That's our new slug line. The opposite of John Tesh. Can we just go with that?
Yeah, okay. It's better than answering the questions that you thought about but you didn't really want to ask anybody because you were afraid, but then you listened to a podcast and got the answer you forgot to ask.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
I thought we were introing the podcast again because that was just so true to our normal tagline.
Yeah.
All right, you got anything else?
No.
I don't either. Let's close this out. Right. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.